How many more summers can you sing to the moon? Can you wake up at noon? Love is a thing that most people say, but few people show. Love is a thing that most people say, but few people show.
Love is a game that you took the blame for, but I'm your last, so that's your past.
Baby,
you should got them Chanel bags. Yeah, yeah, Gino's cash. Cash out, sell new money like ATM. New love, like wait, how?
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing this afternoon? Thanks so much for tuning in to me. And you're on live with Afternoons with D-Light. And like I said before, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to me. We're back in the studio again. So today is Thursday. We got one more day to the end of the month, I guess, right? Anyway, before I go over and do anything, I have to do this at the top of the hour. And you know what I do? I go over the legal ID, and it is this. WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community. Views expressed are those of the speaker and guests, and they are not intended to represent WRFU, UCIMC. How's everybody doing this afternoon? Before I get started, I'm going to introduce who's in the studio with me today. And Draper is here.
All right. Peace and blessings to the world, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, today is a beautiful day, you know. And what better day to try to figure out some things that we need some solutions and some ideas to.
Man, let me tell you, yesterday I had a thought yesterday.
Right.
Let's start off with this.
Okay.
Yesterday I got online, and you know what? What just really hit me yesterday? I think we were talking about, I was thinking about religion,
right.
You know? And the charismatic movement during that time period. So
right.
We're talking about during the time period of like C.H. Mason, when everybody said that they had the experience of you know, like the okay, but it was the experience of like the Holy Ghost, right? This was up under the charismatic movement, right? So C.H. Mason, you know, back during his time period, he, you know, experienced the presence of the Holy Ghost is what he said. And so other people, you know, it fell on them. And like, this was their first experience, right?
Okay.
And so yesterday, I'm curious, you know, because we're thinking, right? At what point in time have you heard any people of not our color say that they actually experienced that same thing? And I'm not trying to do it in a comparison of who's wrong, who's right. I'm just doing it a comparison because I never remember hearing a story like that. And I've studied religions of the world.
Right.
Let me start out with that. But I've never seen anything that would encounter that for them. Now, I'm going to say this. When you're talking about other religion, what were the ladies that were coming over to the house? Where
most
do they?
Them, Mormons. Or
right, right, right.
Or mm-hmm. You know,
so they got a belief system where their founder had an experience as well, and then that's the following that he, you know, had his experience with a Holy Spirit.
Okay.
That was his nature of thought process. So I got that understanding from them, right?
Right.
But now I'm just like, I've never heard that come from anybody but us.
I mean, like you, I always say we the best praisers, we the best spiritual fellas. I'm talking about if you give us something and then it's, and I mean, if it's anything you saying that we get into the Most High and if they can trick you, man, we'll be the most spiritual. We listen, the songs that we'll make
right.
out of anything that you'd have convinced us to actually embrace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just easily influenced, but because we want to do the right thing, because we thinking we getting led the right way.
Right.
But when you getting, you know, just that stagnation on whatever that you believe in the end of taking all your efforts, giving your monies to, because it seems like it's an agenda.
Yeah.
Behind what everything that's created.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
if you're not intelligent enough mm-hmm. to see the grand scheme of any creator's doggone area where they feeling like this could give you divinity, give you holiness, give you, and then it's gave to in a manipulative way. And then we finding out that these churches and places been trafficking kids and, you know, stealing monies, going to the Diddy parties, and I'm like, wow. You know, the Epstein house, they doing all this stuff. So and how do you look at this? Because if you really said that you believe in a higher power, right, and you know its consequences behind your actions, why would you choose to have hate when I believe that the Most High really frowned upon it, even though sometimes it's necessary to have some type of grit to yourself where you bark, but when you hate and try to bite and just got a continuous eye on a certain people as if there's nothing else in the world to ever focus on. Mm-hmm. That is kind of crazy to me, because for a system to be created masterfully, right? To make sure that one certain culture have a certain level, and I'm going to let a couple sprinkle through to make it seem like you can do that. So you're going to chase work, still invest in all the system things that they tell you you need to fulfill to, you know, get a degree, to get a certificate, and still not get to the same spot, because you did everything that the person has done to get there, but the results to actions is not the same on, you know, what it's going to be. How do you, my question to you will be, what do you think it would take for us to find occupations, careers that's created, that we control, that we manufacture, that we can distribute, like, massively, you know, to internationally with all these different things, where we can get billion-dollar deals instead of grants or things like that? What type of structure of masterminds of a culture could put that together to put, you know, a system like that can employ in the thousands, like a Caterpillar, or ADM, you know, those different plants that have the structure built so well that we can hire thousands.
And
that's the power builder. That's ownership and control, and you can, that's truly making a difference when I can say I got a plant that I can put 2,000-3,000 of my peoples in there, and they getting treated correctly, because I know it's hard to tear your body down. I know if I'm working you 8 to 12 hours, I got to compensate you correctly, because you got bills, you missing all your kids' life, you really ain't got no, you know, no home to make none, because your time is not, and then you got to go to sleep and eat. So how much time do you have to really build the most important thing is the house? So, I mean, what do you think could be some solutions that can kind of allow those things to be possible for us? What type of connection, what type of people that need to open themselves up to allow those opportunities to be available? Because we go to the politicians and all these other people. Now they got some power stuff going on to where they don't want to fund certain events, programs. What do you do?
You asking like
I mean, you
asking 2 and 3 and 4 questions, so you got to hit me with one.
Answer any one of them. Whichever one that you've seen that you got some type of insight to.
I mean, I started off with a question with you, but anyway, we didn't get that question answered.
Okay, well,
what I'm saying is this.
And then go back to the one you asked me.
I wanted an answer from you. And that, you know, I wanted
specific,
you to.
Specific, what did you ask me?
I asked you, have you ever heard of people not of our color experiencing the charismatic movement?
You know, it's two different souls.
No,
energy on,
I'm just
on
saying.
Just life. It's a lot of different souls who spiritually connected. I don't know what people are jumping up for.
No, I'm not saying that you. I mean, but have you ever heard?
I've never been in nothing like that to see if they do or don't.
This is my thing. We so, got. I mean,
the TV shows that show different.
Services.
That's what you judge on. Because if that's not never a class of service that you ever would think to go to, unless you're trying to fit in. Because I would never.
Okay. Let me.
I'm really.
Yeah. Okay. So my thought process. The reason why is because I do. I have friends.
Okay.
Or associates, people that I've known in my life for for years. Like, we lived down the street. A pastor lived down the street on the corner from us growing up.
Right.
So I'm just like, and then we got friends that are pastors.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the reasoning behind asking that particular question is they also have people that are friends of theirs that are people of color. And I wonder, has that conversation ever been exchanged between both religions or other religions into our religion that we have grew up with? You know what I'm saying? So like Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal, Church of Christ, all these churches that people that are minorities have been to,
right.
I'm wondering, have they ever had the exchange? Because we've had white churches come to our church.
Right.
We've had, you know what I'm saying, other denominations of people come to our church to fellowship.
Right.
And that's what I'm really moving into is, has that ever been a topic between the pastors of what they believe? And then to even allow them to speak on what they believe or what their experience has been, because I've never gotten that kind of fulfillment off of a question being asked for somebody that's not African-American is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So that was like my thought process behind asking that. Now let's jump on to what you were talking about. What do I think as far as systematically could be set into place? I can't give a blueprint right. over this microphone because right. I know that anything that I say can and will be used against me in court of law. So there are so many things that I could say.
Right.
Because it's not a difficult process. The problem is that when you have people who are forthcoming with the truth and with knowledge and with good intentions, your good intentions are not always met at the door with love and open arms. Mm. And so we operating in a fully world where this is, I do not believe anything that I'm seeing. Mm. I believe that we're dealing with and battling with spiritual, and this is all in a spiritual realm. Mm. I believe we have an ascended to our higher selves, which is why these mundane things of the world keep monitoring and bothering us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're still operating in a physical form, thinking that we can fight against each other. And all colors
right.
are learning that we finna go down and the demise is happening quickly and swiftly.
Right.
So for people that need to get an understanding like this, is that you need to find your people.
Right.
Whoever your tribe is that you can actually go to for guidance, input, and authentic direction. Because that's the thing. If it don't sit well in your soul, it ain't right.
Right.
You know, and you're going to meet a lot of people who they tell you, I got good intentions, I got right intentions, but can't face you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to meet people who you'll come in with your written idea and who will steal it from up underneath you and then go operate it in another place across town. You understand what I'm saying? So we're dealing with people who still fighting over the little, the penny, ante. You're not thinking about the long-term relationship or the support that you would get from one another. Because
right.
it's more so about us taking care of each other then you taking care of yourself because you ain't out here by yourself. You're
people,
not out here by yourself.
I just believe a lot of people really just never been famous. Like, I don't
know
what's the deal about being famous.
Come on now. Come on.
Because, you know, to have just a aim to just have a lot of people say, you that guy or you that girl, and that's the biggest goal of your life without building for foundation and future.
Right.
It's like you really in the way.
Yeah.
You know, because to watch you self-destruct, because a fool and their money shall depart.
Soon depart.
It will cause problems because you'll be so addicted thinking it's going to last forever.
Yeah.
You're not intelligent to know how to maintain it.
No.
And it will start to disappear from you.
Yes.
And there's no help when you start to do the decline because most people who started stuff and then you check on them a little bit later, and when they try to get loving to the money game and that stuff disappears, it messes them up mentally. You have mental problems. You know, your ego get crushed. It does so much and because you got an image you're trying to keep up with.
Right on.
So if you don't know how to start to kill those egos and prides and stuff, now it's going to affect you long run, and you might not have nobody around you because if that's bad energy. Nobody wants to be around no person that's super just feeling itself negatively, where you just always hating into people. That's what brings us down.
Right.
And you're never going to get nowhere when you don't have another mindset that's not afraid to tell you when you're wrong. And if you can't accept some your friends or people telling you when you're wrong, and if you always got a combative statement to that, I don't think you're ready to have friendships. And you're going to see that, because life going to show you that everybody just don't accept bad behavior as
right.
if they're going to keep, you know, living like that.
That's
right, what we're trying to change from. Here's my sister, y'all. I was telling her.
Yeah.
Posey. Hey, sis. She done came
Listen.
In. Yes, yes.
This is Absolutely. Posey. Posey is a phenomenal young lady that we have had the pleasure of knowing for a few years now. When I tell you really real insight, Posey can give it to you, and we appreciate her. We were just giving your accolades before you showed up.
Oh, right on, right on. Thanks, y'all. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
So, Posey,
I'm out here, yeah.
You know what? I mean, from our conversation earlier, can you just share a little bit about what you see is the importance of what you're doing? Mm-hmm.
I think we're at a time right now, politically, spiritually.
Wait a minute.
You trying to get red mic. Swing that other mic. You might have to.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You good.
We are at a time where we just have to build consciousness. And
Man.
We have to build consciousness away from the superstructure that currently operates. We can't, the same minds that was developed under this system,
mm-hmm.
we have to heal those minds. We have to begin to think about more radical ways, more just ways of connecting with each other. And so, to your point, brother, we have to kill that ego. Right? We do,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard because
yeah.
the ego is necessary. The ego has kept us safe.
Right.
The ego keeps us secure.
So true.
But sometimes those survival mechanisms
mm-hmm.
end up getting you in trouble. End up, especially when you don't need it.
Wait a minute. Which one is this? That's the one you were just on?
Yeah.
So you can keep on. It's going to pick up in the studio regardless.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You good. But I'm just trying to figure out these microphones. DJ BJ ain't local to us no more right now.
And I try my hardest to, you know, I've had to do my work in closing the gaps between my talk and my walk. And
Ooh,
so
I was just going to say something so similar to that. Keep mm-hmm. going. Keep going.
Which is the only gap. Let me be clear. The mm-hmm. only gap I want to close, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the gap between my walk and my talk.
Right, right.
And so I think being self-reflective is a revolutionary thing. And so how we manage and confront our egos, we have to do that in community.
Yes.
And we have to be vulnerable enough, to your point, to say, look, you're moving and acting in a way that is antithetical to what it is that we want to be doing.
Absolutely.
Antithetical to the type of things that we want to be growing. And we have to be okay with doing that, not only in groups.
So Posey, for
mm-hmm.
those who don't know what that word means,
yeah.
break it down.
Antithetical, we're working absolutely against our desires. Mm-hmm. We're working against who we say we want and the future we say we want. So
mm-hmm.
it's antithetical to that. That behavior doesn't lead us to where we actually want to go.
The promise.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we are each other's promises. Like,
right.
we have to remember that. That we are each other's promises, like
that's
survival.
That's the truth.
Yeah, survival is here. We could thrive, though.
Mm.
We could thrive. We have to remember that.
Yeah.
I think we can.
How? Let me ask you a question, though.
Mm.
Posey, how old are you? Around about?
Yeah.
30-ish, right?
Yep, mid-30s, upper 30s,
okay.
closer to 40.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, then.
Mm-hmm.
How far away do you see this being for us? Do you see it being,
mm-hmm.
let me break this down, because it's not collectively as a whole. We're trying to categorize us within this community.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see this being? When do you see it coming to fruition where you're seeing like the fruits of the labor? because we are talking about it and we're talking about it and we're actually making some deposits and making movement. But how far off do you think for yourself, especially being the age that you are?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if freedom is going to come even in my lifetime. I think it's not a destination.
I know.
And in the past, I think we've thought of freedom as a destination. Mm-hmm. If we can assimilate,
mm-hmm.
if we could buy
mm-hmm.
land,
mm-hmm.
if we could vote,
mm-hmm.
if we could do X, Y, and Z. But I think we're building consciousness away from capitalism every second. Like every Target boycott is a closer consciousness to we don't need to be buying frivolous things in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
And so. In this community specifically, I'm still new. I'm here in the capacity of a student. I'm
right.
here in the capacity of someone who loves Black people.
Right.
And so what is true for me is I don't care where I land. I think that if there are Black people, then there's revolutionary work to be done.
That's the most poignant piece of that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we talk about what does it look like? How far off does it seem? And right now, I think we're in the right now movement because people are becoming so aware. I think we're in the cusp of it could go either way right now.
Yes. And we aren't unprepared for it to go the freedom way.
Mm-hmm.
We are still stuck with getting people to vote. You know what I'm saying? I'm not anti-voting.
No. I understand what you're saying. Keep going.
I'm not anti-voting, but I feel like we have to move to meet. To think about this religiously, right? We have been 75 years drinking this milk of voting, of political,
right.
you know, assimilation, and all we need to do is just have one more person representing us.
Mm-hmm.
But that system is meant to consume,
right.
and so to think we're going to come out freedom focused, I think it's outrageous. It's
truly.
Outrageous.
But we've been
doing it for the last 50 years.
And I know.
For whatever reason, we still go back.
Because they know how to get the betrayal to kick in.
Mm.
And once someone dangles something that fame, that position,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but with rules that you know that compromise the soul and
mm-hmm.
you choose that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to see the exposure of them when they choose that, because when something happens where it all comes out, we be like, wow.
Yeah.
You didn't choose to do the right thing. That's why it didn't play out right.
Oh, for sure.
So that's
mm-hmm.
what we're seeing. People got good intentions.
Mm-hmm. Good intentions paved the road to hell.
Until it starts to get, you know, self-serving. Because
mm-hmm.
now I start to see, all right, if I do this move, if I get these brothers and sisters out the way by sabotaging them and not, it goes to some other stuff.
Show you right.
And to hear and see that mindset in work fields and establishments dealing with business and people, and it seems like once we get amongst each other and we expose that we have intelligence, we can
mm-hmm.
overachieve, we
mm-hmm.
may understand information a little bit faster than others,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff like that pisses somebody off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wait a minute, I'm willing to share and help you move fast too, but just because we look alike and not used to accepting each other's gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gifts expose, sometimes intimidate people. And I'm like, you have a gift too, but
right.
know yourself. When we was talking over
yeah.
there, you gotta know who you are. Because sometimes
yeah.
when we come out here and digest all these identities,
mm-hmm.
except our own, of course we're gonna be chaotic and have the most wildest things done or displayed. Now we
yeah.
got a character build that we gotta tear down like an onion layer and mm-hmm. get rid of the spoil paws, because we out here engaging and trying to get information, especially as a young boy growing up in Chicago. You know, the teachings that we get as we get older, because you start to hang around different classes
mm-hmm.
of people that seem like they fun.
Yeah.
Everything I thought was fun.
On the edge.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling
yeah.
you. Yes, it was.
But to learn that
yes,
only,
it was.
We only can teach each other.
Yep.
It wasn't like they intentionally did it to to bash and mess each other up, because that's all you knew.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it was the exact opposite, is I like you, and I want you to enjoy the things that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens the things that I enjoy are detrimental.
Right.
To your health.
To our health. But I want you to join it with me, because we're homies, we're friends,
exactly.
You know? So
this
I think
is what family
there's something
does.
Exactly, there's something very natural about that, I think.
I mean, building community wherever you are, and I think that's one of the things. Because I think, and that's why, you know, when you go into college and when you meet with your life coach or whoever they are on campus now, whatever they're called now, when you meet with them and you're telling them things that you want to do and what's available in that community, I think that presence of that day, if all of the different organizations from the community haven't pulled to try to figure out how we can get over here in this campus,
sure.
And I'm talking about every campus, you know, and now you're talking about we're interjecting on the young minds, because now you're teaching them how to build community. You understand what I'm saying? So now I can invite you every 3 days. You come into this with me, because now we finna build up this network. And those kids, I just met a young girl, and I hope she listening. If you listening, girl, shout me out. I just met her at the University of Illinois Bank.
Right on.
Young girl, 19 years old, but you working in a bank already. Mm-hmm. Come on, sis. As soon as I walked in there, she was like, I know you, and you a businesswoman. You something. From your lips to God's ears, sister. You know what I'm saying? But like I'm telling her, like, give me your number. Let me reach out to you. Let me, you know, you ain't got no family here. And that's crazy. I don't even know her. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I saw her, I went from everybody else to her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know who community is. Suppose we ain't even know each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that conversation just was like, I love her. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. And that's what I know people are looking for. You're looking for, that's why I got 1,000 people watching us on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
How? It's the middle of the day.
Right.
I ain't saying nothing against y'all. Thank y'all for watching. We appreciate y'all over here. But what I'm saying is this. Mm-hmm. What community do you have, or have you built for yourself or for your children? What activities? Because see, now this is my thing right here. We eliminated church because, you know, us older people was like, they did me dirty up in that mug. And guess what I'm going to do? I ain't going to bring my kid now. And so instead of us replacing it,
right.
We ain't replace it with nothing. So you didn't replace in them a feeling of hope, because when you have hope, a hope in God is hope in a future. You understand what I'm saying? If we missed all of that, now we wondering why these kids walk around here like, I'll pop off in a minute, and willing to end their life over nothing. But this is my thing. If you've never had hope, what do?
Right.
If you don't have a future, you don't even have a thought for a future.
That's why it's important,
you know,
to be around individuals that have information and stuff that you can learn from.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to change your crowd, because you got to be able to come back and teach and bring forth. Because that's like when they heard about the Mississippi story, where everybody came from the South and was supposed to come back and teach.
They were. They never came back.
They never went back.
Unless
we died.
And got poisoned to where we went back down there amongst that Southern wholesome loving. Because, you know, they got trickles down to some people going back, but we would be different from them. Because the community love that they can knock on somebody's door and get some help. Or
some sugar. What you talking about? Anything.
And help for free, because, you know, this is what we do. It ain't, everything ain't a dollar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We up here teaches you everything you do, I got to get paid for.
Right.
Listen, if I give you a piece of paper, it's 15 cents.
Yes.
You know, water, you have to sponsor it. If you ain't got a membership, you got to
Every step you make
up this way is putting you in a rat race where you don't know that if you might have health issues being up here dealing with this, because it's not easy.
No,
you're going through mental behind some of the letdowns and blockage that they do, and it plays psychological games with you to make you feel like you ain't achieving, but it's strategic because they know it's you.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They know when the gods and goddesses coming in with them extra gifts that they can't afford because they know they can't play you. So they got to figure out a way to not let you in because you already a threat because you really know something.
Right.
Because you come into some of these establishments and they really don't know nothing.
Right.
That's so
true. And they're getting exposed because when you're there and you're trying to have a meeting and talk about something of value, they don't even have no substance to really be a leader. So you seeing that.
Right.
So when they see that you can see through that nakedness right there with all that, you become a threat because they really saying, do you see me?
Right.
And you do, but I just don't say nothing. You just see it because you old. That's what makes us give distance and separation when we knew you didn't warm your welcome.
Right.
Because, you know, if you stay in that pit, they'll swarm you up and make you like them. You would dumb yourself down and lose and start transforming, picking up some of those ways that you already know is backwards.
Well, sure, but we also have to remember that the nail that sticks out gets hammered down. And so you learn quick to just fit in.
Right.
And so if the MO is cattiness, bitterness, if the MO is talking behind the back, if the MO is being community, talking about community, but not being community, then that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that, oh my goodness.
I just hate now that to even go outside amongst a group of ours, right? It's almost risky. You like, are we going to enjoy ourselves or y'all finna come out here with all the negative things that whatever done to you that nobody out here has done? You know, where's...
It's possible. We can do it.
And it's just horrible instead of coming and getting some encouragement and picking yourself back up to know, man, I got another day. It ain't that bad.
And sometimes we just need... So I had a class reunion last Sunday.
Wow.
And I ain't seen these people in 20 years. I'm telling you, when they said my name and crossed the stage, it was like, who? Who was them?
Wow.
When,
yeah, I know.
When, right.
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah, I know.
Looking around, it's like... Oh, who are Who are these people? And I know you. You was in, like, this is the hallway all over again. And so sometimes you just need that familiarity because we just be out here alone, nothing
That's
to grab
my point.
On to.
That's my
Nobody
point.
That sees you, That's that knows
it's like your
you.
Pain, it's like your pain is their happiness.
Yeah.
And that's sick, ain't it? That's,
yeah.
That's a true evil spirit that we struggling with today.
Yeah.
And you can see it behind just how... streets is empty and you can't even remember I used to can walk down the block and just speak and say hey everybody. Physically out the mouth now you texting somebody now you don't see nobody's you know
no.
Y'all safe where are you at today mentally because to just go out and engage with people and you don't know what stuff they got going on it's like you got to protect your peace
well you do
you know what I'm saying because it's that much important to love yourself than allow yourself to just fit in and when you know better there's no way you can do that
right
that's true
you know
And I was just going to mention that, like, we had, I'll say, over 300 people out there, black people, Latino people.
Right.
We ain't seen each other in years, but we family. Right. And it's like, can't nobody come into this. This is CMA. Whether I liked you 20 years ago or not, this is CMA. And so we need to build that affirmation.
Right.
Like, you are able to be you here, no matter how long it took you to get here.
Yeah.
Or even come back. You're able to be you here. And we don't have that. The church used to be that.
The church used to be that. I was and that's what I'm saying. The church was such a pivotal. I can only speak about me. But for me growing up, it was pivotal. It was a staple. It was what I knew was going to happen at least 5 to 6 days a week. And I knew. It wasn't no, I'm whining because I got to get dressed because I got to go. Mama was like, we passed that. Like, listen, at 9, you know to get yourself up, get dressed, put this dress on. I done took you a bath that night. You know what I'm saying? So there were staples that you did. And even saying that, dang, I got to knead into something else. Because now we talking about kids who ain't even got that staple. You don't even have that solid foundation of get up in the morning, brush your teeth. I'm finna fix you a little bit of breakfast. You finna get yourself dressed. You finna get up and go. You know what I mean? So the regularity ain't regular no more.
Yeah, but I wasn't raised I think, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm being lofty. I feel like a lot of us was not raised by military people either.
Mm-mm.
And so that makes a difference in discipline.
Yeah, it does. Definitely.
Yeah. Like,
but just for you to get up and get yourself ready for a regular day of school. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
good. And that's the piece that I'm going into, mm-hmm. is that there is no regularity because none has been put in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I taught over here, you know, down the street here, second graders, taught over there in Decatur, second graders. And you know what I constantly did every day? Maintenance on them. Mm-hmm. I wash faces with wet wipes. I got paste and toothbrushes and little cubbies with their names on it, because they need to understand this is the preparation that you were supposed to do at home, but because you didn't, here it is here.
Yeah.
And this was their regular pace. Like, they would come in, take their tooth. They knew what to do as soon as it established. Here we doing it every single day. But my thing is, why am I doing this every single day? Why is that? And even if you have parent-teacher conferences, and even if you suggest it, it's always taken as an offense instead of, and that's one thing that, you know, it's how you reel people in and how you keep the maintenance going and how do you relay the message that needs to be given to the people who already are up in defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm taking your thoughts of how things are going in my life, then you must be talking about me. Then it must be a negative turn on the spin.
I see.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So young girls and young guys who are raising kids, you got to be so, we were just talking about this morning about, because we ran the homeless shelter here in Champaign County, the family shelter. And so we had experiences with various families. We don't want to name names and anything like that, but we had various experiences with people with children, okay? And that was one thing. It's like there was no regularity to that, even though you tried to implement it. How do you, when we live in a life of chaos, how do you give anything that's normal, anything that's regular, anything that I can solidify in my life, like this is going to be a staple no matter what I do, no matter where we go. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think kids have that even supportive way of thinking from their parents, because the parents don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
Because we're set up in a fail right now. We're set up in a complete fail right now. And the understanding of us getting on this bandwagon where we help one another, it sounds so cliche and it sounds so easy, right? Because everybody's like, I can donate, but you won't even do it to the person that's in the house.
Right.
So how do the person that's in the house even trust you, but you got the audacity to go outside of the house and do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the concept of, what are you really building?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really building community? Because community starts at home. Your first fruits should be given at the house.
I concur.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how you can tell who has those type of teachings behind some of the kids when they come outside.
Man.
What type of, you know, dignity, integrity that you have, you know, Lisa. At least from the discipline that you're supposed to have from your home. You're
right.
Supposed to came out here with that first, because this is how I was taught before I got to engage with any of y'all. So I should be have way more sense to, I can't do this. Y'all might can get the pass to do that, but my people said I couldn't.
Sure.
I had to be at the house at 8:30. Y'all could stay out to 12, 1 o'clock. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? But when I start to want to pick up those behaviors,
mm-hmm.
I start to sneak out, mm-hmm. because I'm feeling like, I supposed to have the same rights to do what they doing,
because I'm
looking over in somebody else's yard instead of focus on what I'm doing. So I was always wanting to just, if it looked cool over there or opportunity or something, you'll go over there because you want to see what can happen for you.
Back in
you
the day,
go, and then you get some stuff going on in your life
that
there wasn't no rules and no book to tell you once you did this and then this gonna do it. Then you start. Cause especially like dating, I tell them, well, now that I'm older, I say, hey, listen,
mm-hmm.
I would really take care of my business like from 18 to 25, 30, mm-hmm. however long to get myself established so I know where I'm going and what I bring to the table for me as a man.
Yeah.
Now I can start kind of focusing and dealing with trying to have relationship and maybe friendship and stuff, but not moving too fast.
Right.
You know, see, we thinking now, and that's another thing I feel we messed up with, fellas. Just because we meet women doesn't mean we should be trying to go for, you know, bedroom favors off the flip, because right. that messes up everything before we even know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have a genuine build, we going to misconstrue and take advantage and disrespect each other behind lies because we using lust
mm-hmm.
instead of learning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because remember, moving forward, because if we move forward and have something built without true intentions, we might have a child that we really ain't really going to be there together.
Oh, yes.
So, you know what I'm saying? And
oh,
that's
yes.
a responsibility that we need to have more control over today, because there's a lot of kids out here that really ain't wanted like
mm-hmm.
that. And you can say you love them, but you really don't want it.
Yeah.
Because the situation that you started with didn't plan out how you supposed to be.
It's true. And we could do that, like, I could take it pan out away from babies and just go to projects, too. That's
right.
how we lose friends and lose anything that we are trying to nurture, and
right.
we do not take the time to get to know each other,
right.
to learn what each other likes, dislike,
right.
who you are, what your truths are,
mm-hmm.
what do you even feel about freedom? When we don't take time to do that, then we messing up whatever we are intending to grow.
Right.
And those are not the conditions for growth.
Right.
No.
Yeah, and we have to consider that. We have to raise our consciousness. But in raising that consciousness, it needs to, again, be away from the system that we currently have.
Mm.
You know, when we think about winning, when I think about winning, I think about a world that does not require exploitation
mm.
to have abundance.
Mm.
That's winning to me. For others, winning is a home,
right?
right? A mortgage, a
right.
bill.
Right.
That's a win. That's not a win for me. A win is making sure that all of my people are good. You don't have to ever worry about where you sleep.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
That's how I know, yeah, we won.
Right.
Not that everybody gets a all expense paid trip to
exactly.
X, Y, and Z.
Exactly.
Right? And so now we just have to raise in consciousness. This is about, what is a new version of stunting? What does stunting look like outside of capitalism?
Mm.
Right? How do we affirm each other? How do we know we feel good in our personhood? We have to be confident in defining those things, because without it, we just going into a loop. We don't even know what we're fighting for,
basically.
Just what we know we're fighting against. And that's not generative. We can't grow from that. Always
so
knowing
true.
What we're fighting against. I don't care. What if they're not even a threat? We just...
poom, poom. So, I'm serious. Like, what you're talking about is a reassessment and reevaluation and really performing this check on yourself, like doing a personal inventory.
You must.
Every day. And I'm not talking about on the things that you think, because some things you need to just take personal inventory on. What's your spending habits? What does that look like and why?
Right.
These are questions you should be asking
mm-hmm.
yourself. What do you eat and why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you ingest in your body? Because in turn, this is also another ploy
mm-hmm.
for us to be interjected into another system of healthcare.
Yes.
So now you're talking about the repetitive cycle of everything. So now I'm talking about, if you're talking about doing inventory and reassessing everything that we think in order for us to not be in that cycle of whatever they got us in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to call this, a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
accurate.
Think that's kind of fair. All right. So we're going to lead with that. But anyway, like, seriously, this is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nightmare. And you know what? I don't know if I'm even just like thinking of different things. How much more do you think we need to do? Like right now, right? Because we're talking. What would it look like if right now you had open space and you could get about 100 people to show up for an event right now? What would you focus on?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Because you know we can make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think professionally, It really just depends. Right now, our attention is at violence. And
therapy,
so
some type of therapeutic, you know, emotional intelligence rebuilding, so you can understand how to navigate these different traumas and things. Because I'm like, it's got to be something dealing with mental health, because I don't believe that we really accept that life kicked us down like that. Mm-hmm. Life kicked us down like that, because it's so bad that when we can really come outside and don't look at my brother and sister as that's who you is. You a op or whatever these weird words that's coming up to just bring hate and hurt. Because only time when you say something like that, you either hurt or misunderstanding something.
It's
so
true.
You taking this to the most adolescent way to handle it, to just crash out or just lose yourself behind you not having a way how to handle things. And that's why I think people lack on how to handle, de-escalate, these different things that give you a chance to live.
And I get that, but in our current neo-colonial condition, right, violence is our MO.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about 9/11, when that happened. We didn't know who did it,
mm-hmm.
but we already had troops going someplace to
handle
it.
Right.
We said, we don't know who to look.
Right.
But we got 1,100 people coming right now.
Right.
You better run.
So it sounds like once they do the war, then we seem like we the ones that get picked on.
Yes.
That's basically how you said, like, somebody got to get picked on if something
Everybody.
Go bad.
Absolutely.
But
that's
also
what it
who
is.
We are.
Yeah.
Nothing in America came by peace and love.
No.
And so violence is in the soil.
Yeah.
And so what we have to remember is we don't need to pathologize the behavior that is the MO of the nation that we are in.
Thank you.
It's only an issue when black boys do it, but when your troops do it, it's cool.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they
go
veterans.
Ahead.
Let them be veterans. Now.
What'd you say? Ashe.
Now, so if we have an event, how do we begin to think about our boys as soldiers? Now, how do we treat these soldiers who are fighting in a war that ain't nobody asked them to fight?
Right.
Now, how do we talk to soldiers if we think about it in that way?
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nobody going to do anything that don't make sense. And
right.
So if I love you, the best demonstration of my love for you is to show my protection,
mm-hmm.
or my willingness to protect you right now, mm-hmm. in our neo-colonial state, that's violence.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot play with that. You come for mine, I'm coming for yours.
Right.
That's how we show love. And so their version of showing love to each other is rooted in the nastiness that is the world, not
yes.
blackness. Like, this is just the world that we live in, and
absolutely.
They are exhibiting and exuding the behavior that we have taught them, whether we like it or not,
mm-hmm.
or whether we want to be accountable to it or not.
So
and
true.
So,
mm.
My willingness not to see you as my brother is because I don't talk to my brother.
Right.
My blood brother.
Right.
I don't know who that is. So you, Mr. Stranger Man, want me to, not literally,
right.
but I'm saying.
Wait,
yes.
We're understanding.
You know,
yeah.
Mr. Stranger Man, want
right.
me to soul brother and care for you? When there's people, when we share the same womb,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not talking to them.
Right on. Because you tell them the truth. Lord,
right
I'm
there why I say that damaged us, that has us so guarded, because when you get a scar from a family member,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to go in all areas of how it can be, you could have been through, you know, family members, molestation, all types
mm-hmm.
of stuff that goes on a lot in our culture that is secretly found out years later and down
mm-hmm.
in decades. No, big mama told you, great, you know, and you like, really, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's so much stuff that goes on, and you try to heal from all these things
yeah.
because, remember, ain't no real therapist as we going through these things. So we start elevating through different characters and changes we have in our life, because after that, just if something get your innocence get temper with a change. Now it turns you to a person. Now I might become a gangbanger, a drinker, or something, because this is where I channel this stuff at.
Yeah.
Everything that was almost close to comfort, because it made me harder, tougher, because I can go over here and be angry and be mad and do all the
it's
stuff.
It's what
that,
you needed.
You know,
yeah.
right. So
yeah.
that's
yeah.
a fake therapeutic
mm-hmm.
area that we go and soak up so much more, because with that, here's everybody else's problems. You finna start reacting and covering and engaging mm-hmm. with. You know, you just be grateful that you made it out of that.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, to even seeing that I was almost finna get in a way and probably wouldn't have never came back. And when you look at all the smoke that cleared up, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people gone that we don't know no more, that used to be with
us. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have to have grace. And so, like, man. I remember a couple of years ago on campus, it was a few, like, black organizations. It's like, you know, we got to speak to each other. We got to speak when we out.
Right.
We got to speak. Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Do y'all know what it took me to get out of my house and what I got to do up here mm-hmm. in order to just be okay? Right. Now you want me to speak to you?
Right.
Please.
Right.
Please. Mm-hmm. me and us up here.
Right.
We got a lot to worry about. And one of them ain't talking
it's
to
the
you.
Truth, right.
You feel me?
It's the
and
truth.
So we also just need to expand our grace. Like, I'm not going to take that personally. I'm right. just going, I'm still going to wish you a good day.
Right.
That's
but
it.
But see, that's rounding back, too.
Mm. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's one thing, you know, I lived in a world where I was one and done.
Mm-hmm.
If you disrespect me that one time, I don't need to come back and get yeah. that second round. So that one and done mentality in your mind can devastate and make you miss out on real people that would have been impactful in your life. Yes. But you can't explain that to somebody who's still struggling with even speaking in public.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people won't even have a conversation, let alone say, hey, I know a young lady right now who will stay hidden in a room all day long, lights out, everything off. But if I call on her, mm-hmm. guess where she's coming? And be all bright and happy tail, just like ain't nothing ever been happening.
Right.
And so I'm like, sometimes you have to call people out of their comfort zone in order for them to operate at their higher selves. And this is a time-sensitive manner. It might not happen on the first time. Mm-hmm. It might not happen on the second, but it's the 10th time.
And we're living in a traumatized world.
Yes, we are.
I think about so many young brothers I've yes. worked with. You know, they coming into a room and you could just tell, like, I'm just...
You on edge.
I don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect you to speak to me if you in that state.
Right.
But we have people who will be antagonistic to that person.
Yes, they will.
Who's just trying to... I don't know if people in this room trying to get me.
I know.
They just trying to be settled in. And so...
You're right.
Yeah, how do we build that grace? Knowing that everybody is struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you are alive, if you could breathe.
If what you said, if you under the sound of my voice.
Okay, if you was under the sound of my voice.
Literally.
I know you have
and
a
that's the and that's the reality of it right now. Yeah. Everybody dealing with something. You know, and it just takes one person though to make that impact. And are you that one person?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Bringing the message, you know, cuz yeah. like I said, it's the consistency. That's the discipline too. The consistency is showing that you're really serious.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of stuff we can't blame nobody or whatever. Certain stuff we gotta put our boots down to the ground or our eyes on the book or you know humble ourselves and ask for help.
I say.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying? Because like I keep saying, man, it's not coming to us for free. We gotta go out here and find it and ask questions and be in the places that. Well, I'm looking for things to happen, libraries, look up shows, seminars, stuff that will, and start going. Maybe you probably have a good time.
And
you
I know. Thank
you.
Thank you.
You keep going to the same events of just a club with people hanging out and it's no substance.
Intoxicated.
You ain't getting no cards or nothing
yeah.
to make no business moves.
Intoxicated.
Or, you know, set up
intoxicated,
deals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Come on now, we got to have a real purpose of being out here trying to network. I'm networking, trying to find the best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we at that time period right now.
Absolutely.
Where we're in such a push right now, you know what I'm saying? Just for us to see some changes within our community.
Yeah.
I think that's where we are.
Yeah.
And right now, it needs to be some type of formulation where it has to happen. And if this has to be one of the participating host sites, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, that's where. But what do people want?
I know. That's the real
right.
question. We've
and
been
so
asking
like,
that for a long time.
I think I've made so many assumptions.
Yes.
Just being young and arrogant, one. You know, that just comes with,
no,
oh,
no.
I know what to do.
I know, right.
don't
no,
you worry about
no.
it. Right,
right.
But, you know, I think some of that is just like, you young, you dumb, you don't know nobody. An additional piece to that is I lost my train of thought. But yeah, I lost it.
No, you didn't. You were talking about us. What do people want?
Oh, right. We have to figure out. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yep.
If you are a person that thinks violence is okay,
mm-hmm.
you probably not going to come to an anti-violence event.
Yeah.
That's just my, I don't know. I'm freestyling there.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, that was upper class now. You did it. All
I'm
right.
Just saying.
I believe. And I believe now. I believe.
How do we then begin to talk about transformation in a way that doesn't require you to negate your personhood?
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is how I know to protect myself, to love myself,
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
yeah, to mm-hmm. self-preservation.
I just feel like once you, just like going to a job and you interview and they ask you your credentials, I believe we should be able to have something to share to allow us to be interesting.
Mm.
Because if I'm not interesting to you because I'm basically like the wonders of the world until I come out and share and then I light the day up or light our mm-hmm. engagement up, now it's worth it because you're like, hey, you know what? Take my number down or
yeah.
hey, let's mm-hmm. meet again. Yeah. You know, because yeah. when the energy makes sense and the connection makes sense, the Most High gonna make the connection.
Oh,
and it,
I say.
It worked. We done it. We done it.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that the right spirit and the right mindset. And through all our ups and downs, we cried and seen rough times and, mm-hmm. and was just there supporting. And that meant a lot to just
yeah.
knowing that, hey, come through and enjoy the hey, pull off. And if you sleep, you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's
mm-hmm.
comfortable, it's love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And it ain't nothing but the same. And I say, when you're a genuine person, I ain't going to never let nobody take that from me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I know the world going to have different belief systems than me. Because I believe in the Most High. I know what's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know love is power.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I know unity is key.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And the wisdom
Absolutely.
That is shared from the woman, that's the queen.
Yeah.
Because we got to understand our roles and who we are. Because if we don't understand when we say gods, it's not arrogant. You mean you have good intentions in the world. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You here for a purpose to elevate and make people be better.
Mm-hmm.
We all starting from pups and trying to learn to be, at least be equal. Because
mm-hmm.
sharing information to make a good human being, that's supposed to be mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't never want to hold the secrets for you to be a better human being.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're talking about living under the Most High Spirit to upraise the consciousness for people to know the truth and
right.
live in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I love the truth. I don't tell me nothing different. Just make sure it's the truth.
I mean, that some people just want you to stumble so they can have something to talk about, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going
mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
people are in
yeah.
the class of their own.
Well, I should.
You hear me?
I
so
should.
When you knowing it's so far of ignorance, because that's when you call raising your frequency,
mm-hmm.
because that don't affect me, because I already know that's low nature.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's why we never connect, because I already know what that said.
Mm-hmm.
I can look over there and see that. I can feel that
mm-hmm.
when I can just get a small session of anything that they share.
Ooh, but you know what? I gotta hit this while we got like 4 minutes left. You know, we always have a meeting about planning, right? We always have a meeting about planning, you know, and in preparation for the plan, you always planning for an event to go right. Rarely ever do I hear people say, I'm going to plan for the things that go wrong.
Mm. Mm.
So I think in order to build something up, you need to start from the back forward.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think you should start with what's the possibilities of a no? What's the possibilities of a fail? What's the possibilities if we don't get this? What are the other avenues that we can take? And we're talking about building with people, right? So what if you don't get 10 people that show up? What's the alternative response that you could support yourself in doing? I got all their numbers. Maybe I'll suggest a Zoom and not a in-person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, I can send them out a flyer to their house if they did their address or whatever address change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in preparing what I've learned now in life, if I prepare with the fail already taken care of, then when it proceeds in the process of me succeeding, I won't be disappointed because I didn't already handle it and I know how to handle what the fail is.
It's so interesting. That's a part of my studies. I talk about fugitive failure. And so,
what?
Yeah.
For real?
At my school, for real.
Wow.
And I talk about, for revolutionaries, we don't fail.
Right.
But this idea of fugitivity, we are just trying to remain elusive. We start from that fail. Like, oh, we know we can't go that way. We'll never go that way again. Move on.
So, I love that.
Thank you so much.
I love that. That's the unison of unity right there. That's the spirit of the God that we serve right there. Because there's nothing that's in you that ain't in me.
Right.
You know that?
Right.
And there's nothing that's in him that's not in me.
Right.
And so when we're merging together, it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I can meet you, Posey, one day and have you over at the crib the next.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how you find, and I really want people to figure out your soul tribe. Because I feel like this is what we're coming on. I'm on the precipice of meeting everybody that I need to meet right now that's going to move me to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this. You know what I'm saying? So I've lived in different states. I've lived in Tennessee. I lived in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I would meet people that would, here we go. And here you go. You're gone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gone again. I know it's crazy, but...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's that landing spot that everybody is looking for that safety.
Mm.
And I think that's the issue right now. We don't have real religions and relationships online no more. This is what everybody's doing. Everybody's a pastor, a priest.